Today's shiur is the Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Samach, the last Daf in Parcheskes Habatim. We will begin two lines from the top of the Amud at the two dots with the words from our Mishnah, Lokach Bayis B'chatzer Acheres, Loyif Techenu L'chatzer Ashutvim. So let us first explain exactly what the case of the Mishnah is. We're speaking about where someone had a share in a Chatzer Ashutvim, in a Chatzer that belonged to partners. Let's call it Chatzer A, and adjacent was another Chatzer, let's call it Chatzer B, and he now, besides the house that he owns on Chatzer A, where it's a Chatzer HaShutvin, he now buys a house where the entrance of the house is into the new Chatzer B. So the Mishnah was saying that if he bought this house in a different Chatzer, he should not open the back of that house, whose front, we said, is going into Chatzer B. He shouldn't open a back entrance, or it's an exit, but it'll actually be an entrance into the Chatzer HaShutvin. So the Gemara says, my time, why not? Why, if he's a Shutev in Chatzer A, so what's wrong if he's going to open up a back entrance into Chatzer B? What's the problem? He's a Shutev. He has a right to use the Chatzer A, the Chatzer HaShutvin. The Gemara answers, Mivnei Shemar Baleya Mesaderech, because he is causing more traffic to enter into the Chatzer HaShutvin. So Bepashtis, the Muki Yosef brings down, that we would say the Svara is, if he has an entrance into Chatzer A, B, the new Chatzer, and now he's going to have a back exit, which serves as an entrance into the Chatzer HaShutvin, so it's going to become a shortcut. People will visit him, and then go through his house, and then use the back exit and go into the Chatzer HaShutvin. However, the Nemuki Yosef says an interesting thing, that no, that even were he to buy that new house, which faces Chatzer B, and he would close off the entrance to Chatzer B, and open a new entrance into Chatzer A, into the original Chatzer HaShutvim, it would still remain Usur. And now we have to understand, what's the problem? L'chaira, he stopped the shortcut. Nobody's going to be able to come in from Chatzer B into the Chatzer HaShutvim A because he closed the door into the new Chatzer. So what's the problem? So I think we'll understand this, the Muki Yosef, better as we continue the Gemara. We're going to get into a machloikas between the Rashbam versus other Rishonim, and after we go through the next sugya, we'll come back, Mirtz Hashem, to this Muki Yosef, and I think we'll understand it better. But let's learn Bepashtis, let's say, if he leaves the door open, so certainly everybody understands it's going to be a shortcut from B back into the Chatzer HaShutvim from A, and it's Marba Olam HaSederech, there's traffic, that's Usur. The Rashbam, by the way, says on the fourth wide line on top, what's the reason? Because Leket Tznius Kidami Kara. Because you're invading on the privacy of the Chatzer HaShutvim. If they have new traffic coming in, it invades their privacy, and this will be Usur. Ask the Gemara, Eima Seifa, tell me the Seifa of the Mishnah. L'chaira from the Seifa of the Mishnah, you see that this issue of Tznius is not an issue. Why? Because it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, which we learned in yesterday's Shir on Daf Nun Tesama Beis, Ela Im Rotz, if he wants, Boines Acheder Lufnimi Beis, right? He makes the extra room in the inside, the rear of his house, uboina, or he builds an aliyah, an attic, algabe basing on top of his house. What is this referring to? If we look back on the Mishnah Nun Tesamid Beis, the Mishnah had stated that bona aliyah algabe basing lo yiftechenu l'chatzer HaShutvim. If somebody built an attic on top of his house, he shouldn't make a door into the Chatzer HaShutvim. So what's the pshat? Because the way to Rishonim learn, what's he going to use this attic with a entrance into the Chatzer HaShutvim? He'll use it as a rental. He'll live in the rest of the house, and he'll use that as a rental. So he'll be marba new people, new traffic. But look what you say further. The Mishnah then continued and said that there's an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Ella. Here's what the Gemara is quoting. Ella imratza boynes acher lufnimi beis. Build the new room to the rear of your house. Uboyna ali al gabi beis. So I build the attic on top of your house. And the Mishnah concluded other words which the Gemara doesn't bring down. Upois cholotaych beis. And have it go internally into your house. In other words, the people who would be living in the attic or in the new room would have to enter and exit through the existing door and not have a new exit way into the Chatzar HaShutva, right? So the Gemara asks, V'aloi mar ba'alav asaderech, you once again are increasing traffic. So let's learn how the Rashbam learns the sugya. The Rashbam learns that ein hachanami, you're closing the door. But even though you're closing the door, that's what the Mishnah said at the last words of the Mishnah. Upois cholotaych beisoy. You don't have a new entrance that's going into the Chatzar HaShutvim. They have to enter and exit through your house. However, the Gemara's Havamina was that you're adding on. You're making a construction in your existing residence, but you're adding on footage by building a new attic, a new floor, a new a room. So the Gemara's kasha was, you're still going to be marvis there. The people, somehow or other, will get, even if they don't have a separate entrance way, but still, you'll have extra people in your house, they'll get into the Chatzar HaShutvim. So if you're so concerned about Chatzar HaShutvim, and that's why in the Reish of the Mishnah you stated that you cannot have a house which is facing Chatzar B, and you're going to have an exit into Chatzar A, and you said that's a problem. Why? Because you're causing extra traffic. So what about this case later in the Mishnah? You're also causing extra traffic. Amar Rav Huna, my cheder, you know what, when we speak about a room, it's not, you're not, this is the way the Rashbam learns, you're not adding anything on, but rather, Shecholku, the Bach puts in the letter, Lishnayim. You subdivided the existing space. You took the width of the house, you divided it in half, and that's how you made place, extra place. Umayali, and what do we mean by the attic? Apatoi. What is apatoi? We're going to see it in Mitzrayim in the next parag in tomorrow's shir, that apatoi is a yitzia. A yitzia is a annex, which was usually built either to the side of the house or in the back of the house. Here it means it's an internal annex, meaning that you are going to make a two floor out of one floor. In other words, the first case is Chalka Lishnayim, where you divided the existing space width-wise. The second case of the mission is an Aliyah, where you divided it height-wise. You made a ceiling, a low ceiling, which serves as a floor for the top floor, and you divided, you had a large ceiling, so you took that large ceiling and you made it out of one floor, you made two floors out of it. But the main point which the Rashbam learns is, if you look in the Rashbam around 20 lines down, where he brings Malachim Aleph Vav, he says, V'hilkach ein kan toisus bilnyan klal. Loi becheder v'loi b'aliyah. This is the pshat according to the Rashbam. There's no problem if the door is closed, there's no new entrance way into the Chatzar HaShutvim, and you haven't added an inch of new construction to the house. You've taken the existing walls of the house and either split it, subdivided width-wise, or subdivided height-wise. So, and then the Rashbam says, key words of the Rashbam, right around 10 lines down from the top of the Amud, right before the Divrei HaMaskil, Umay Aliyah, the Rashbam says the words, the Bedover Zeh Yesh Loi Rishus Sheyachol Lamalos Kol Beisa Diyurit. You have, none of my shutvim in the Chatzar have a right to tell me how many people I can bring into my house. As long as I don't add on any space to my house, I can bring in as many people as I want. So that's the point of the Rashbam. So again, let's see how the Rashbam learned the Gemara. The Gemara's Hava Mina is it's considered that you're adding traffic, even though you don't have a separate entranceway, but you're making an extension to your house. that's what the Gemara thought. Amemel, that's going to be rentable, and you will have extra diurin in your house, extra people in your house. How? By making an extension. That you have no right to do against the rights of privacy of your fellow residents of the Chatzar HaShutfit. So the Gemara answers, no, I'm not adding 1 inch in my extension. I'm not extending nothing. I'm just subdividing it either width-wise or height-wise. And Mimela, then the Shutfim have no time on me because I'm allowed to bring into my house as many boarders or people as I want, and that's not considered that I'm being marbeder. So it comes out from the Rashbam, a big Chiddush, that if I don't have a separate entrance into the Chatzar HaShutfim, according to the Rashbam, I would still be usher if I extended it. I'm only mutter here because I didn't make any extension. I used the existing dimensions of my house. On this point, all the Rishonim disagree with the Rashbam, and in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, I believe it's Simen Kuf Nun Dalet in Chayshe Mishpat, they paskin like all the other Rishonim, which are the Nemuk Yosef, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rambam Perek Hey, Halacha Ches of Hilchah Shcheinim. They all say that if the door is locked, and there is no entranceway into the Chatzar HaShutfin, then even if you built an extension, why did you build it? If there's an extension with a door open into the Chatzar HaShutfin, then probably you want to have an extra rental. But if it's an internal, they don't have another way of getting out of the house into the Chatzar HaShutfin. They're going to go through your house to get out of through your front entrance. They're going to go out of, in and out of your house. So then probably you're not doing it for rental. You're probably doing it for storage space. And even says in the Mukhi Yosef, if it'll wind up, that you're going to rent it. But since it was such a structure that wasn't easily available for rental, Mimela, that's mutter, that's not considered infringing on the rights of privacy of your fellow neighbors. So it comes out, we have a fundamental machlok between the Rashbam and all these Rishonim. If I don't open a separate entrance, but I do add on space, is that mutter or aser? According to Rashbam, it's aser. According to all the other Rishonim, it's mutter because it's not easily rentable, and memela such a structure is mutter, even if it'll wind up, that you will rent it. Now, coming back to the Nemuki Yosef that we mentioned, now we understand it very well. The Nemuki Yosef says that if you purchased a house on Chatzar B, even if you were to close the front entrance to Chatzar B, but you would open up a back entrance and exit way to Chatzar A, the original Chatzar HaShutfim, that would be Usher. And now it comes out good. It's Usher according to all the Rishonim that we just learned. According to the Rashbam, it's certainly Usher because it comes out by opening that door, you extended a whole new footage of living space into the Chatzar HaShutfin, so you certainly infringed on their rights. You're going to rent it out. You have one house already in the Chatzar HaShutfin. Now you purchase a second house and open it up into the Chatzar HaShutfin. And even according to the other Rishonim that we paskin like, where you're allowed to add on, but you're only allowed to add on if the door is closed, if there is no entranceway. But if the door is open, so then why are you doing it? You're not doing it for storage space. You're doing it because you want to have a rentable property on the Chatzar HaShutfin. You're going to bring, your family is in your house down the block. Now you're going to put in an extra family here. That's Marba de Urim. That's Usser. So that's what the Nemuki Yosef says. Even if you would close up the entrance to Chatzar B and just open up a new way into Chatzar A, the Chatzar HaShutfin, so there's no problem of a shortcut, but it's still usher because you have no right to increase residential space which will invite other people to come into the Chatzar HaShutfin. You're bimarbe aleihem es haderech. And this shaila today, this shaila comes up in bungalow colonies, which are no longer bungalow colonies, but are house colonies. And this shaila has arisen lately about people buying houses and having basements which they want to convert into a residential area, which they will probably rent out, whether they have a right or not. And this should receive, of course, proper Chayshim Mishpat halachic guidance. Continues the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam lechatzer hashutfim pesach keneged pesach chaloyin keneged chaloyin. A person is prohibited from opening up into a chatzer hashutf of shutfin, a door exactly facing another door, or a window exactly facing another window. So the Rashbam points out that although we've already learned on the Mishnah in Daf Nun Tesamid Beis that you should not open a window or a door into the Chatzar HaShutvim, what's this Mishnah adding? This Mishnah is adding, says the Rashbam, Afilu Heicha D'yesh L'Chazaka. Even if there was a Chazaka, the Rashbam Shita is that when it comes to Hezekriah and these kinds of Hezekim, a loss of privacy, a cheske sholoshonim will work. If you didn't protest for 3 years, then I'm allowed to continue doing what I was doing. However, this chesorin of tznius, the Rashbam uses here the lashon of tznius as well, but this is a more fundamental tznius. This is a tznius which speaks to the very character of Am Yisrael, which we're going to see in the Gemara, which Bilam HaRasha saw how Klal Yisrael, Matoivai Alecha Yaakov. So here, a chazaka won't help. Even according to the Rashbam. What does it mean a chazaka won't help? It means that if after 3 years the shutfim come and they say, we protest your door or your window, which is exactly opposite our door or window, so then you'll have to close it. That's one way to understand it. Or, let's say, another way to understand the Ein L'Chazaka, you shouldn't, lo yiftach adam, means that let's say you've had this for 3 years, this window. Now you decide you want to move the window. So you have a right to the window, but you only have a right to the window to move it as long as it's not directly opposite the other person. Directly opposite the other person, you have no right to move it. Continues the Mishnah. Hoya katan lo yasena gadol. If it was a small window, you shouldn't make it large. Echad lo yasena shnayim. If you had one window or door, you shouldn't make it into two. As the Rashbam says, all of this will be explained clearly in the Gemara, so we won't explain it at this point. Avo Pesach L'Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to open it up into Rishus HaRabim, even Chalon Keneged Chalon. Why? Because in Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara is going to explain that you have to anyway protect your tznius, your privacy from the B'nai Rishus HaRabim who are coming by horse and camel. They're looking into your house. So I, by opening up a door across the street in the Rishus HaRabim, I haven't infringed on your privacy any more than what you have to protect yourself from the people who are going by. I just want to point out that the Rashbam speaks out a very important point that by the case of Chatzar HaShutvim, it's only Osir Pesach Keneged Pesach, exactly. If you move it a little bit over, if it's not exactly directly across, then it's Mutter. He could still see. The Namuki Yosef asks. The Namuki Yosef answers, yeah, he could still see. In fact, if he wants, he could, voyeurism. If he wants, he can go into the chutzner and stare through your window or your door. The point of this Isser in our Mishnah is that there shouldn't be any inadvertent. He shouldn't be able to see even when he doesn't have kavana. So if it's mechuvin, mamish, zeh, keneged zeh, even if he won't want to see, he'll automatically see, since it's mamish one opposite the other. Therefore, if you move it over even a little bit, then it's not usher as far as this halacha is concerned. Now, as far as the din of Rishus HaRabim is concerned, Demiri speaks out that this is only if it's lamata midalid, amis. Because then the person, the heter of Rishus HaRabim is only under Dalet Amis. But above Dalet Amis, or as the Rashbam speaks out in the Sugya, above the head of a rider on top of a camel, which would be the highest height that someone in those days would have access to see what's going on in your house. So above that, if I were to build a window above the heads of the riders on the camels in the Rishus HaRabim, so then again I would have an Isser. Because there wouldn't be an Heter that anyway you have to protect yourself from the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, because it's above the heads of the rider on top of the camel. Continues the Mishnah. Hoya katan, oisai sagadol. In the Rishus HaRabim, If you have one house opposite the other, then you, a small door or window, you can make it big. Because, again, he has to protect himself anyway. Echad oiser shnayim. One he could make, two. Begins the Gemara, Minohani Mili. How do we know about this new tznius concept, which, as the Rashbam says, a chazak of 3 years even won't help for this problem of tznius. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we learn it from a pasuk. The Amar Kra, Vayisa Bilam Esena, Bilam lifted up his eyes, Vayaris Yisrael, he saw Klal Yisrael, Sharchel Shvatim, that it was sitting according to its Shvatim. Ma Ra, what's the Lashon Vayar, he saw, what did he see? Ra, he saw, She'en Pischei Aleim, Chavonim Zeh L'Zeh. He saw that there was a tznius there, that they didn't have the doors of their tents exactly opposite one to the other. Omar, Bilam said, and that's why the Torah felt it's important to bring this down in the Chumash. Re'uyin halalu shetishra aleim shchina. It is proper, it is worthy of Klal Yisrael, who exhibits this meat of tznius, that the shchina should be shayra aleim. The Rashbam speaks out that the shchina we find in Matoivo Yalecha Yaakov. That's the Toiva. Bilam or Rasha saw that the shchina was shari. That's the goodness of Klal Yisrael. Bilam wanted to know, why do the Jews deserve the shchina that I see and that I'm expressing in the words Matoivu? The answer is because they don't have the tents, the doors of their tents, mechuvin exactly one connected to the other. The Rashbam also speaks out that L'chaira, we learned in the Mishnah, that in Rishus HaRabim, there is no problem with making a window against a window from one side of the Rishus HaRabim to the other. I, L'chaira, if we're learning out from the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, wasn't that a Rishus HaRabim? On that, the Rashbam says, no. We learn from the Gemara in Shabbos of Tzadik Vav Amid Beis that the Bnei Yisrael, where they lived, did not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. It was only the Machna Leviya, not the Machna Yisrael. Machna Leviya had a din of Rishus HaRabim. Machna Yisrael did not. So we see that in Machne Yisrael, they were not allowed to have a door opposite a door. It's interesting to point out that Zemachloitz Rishonim, what about a Mavui? We discussed that by Chotzer it's Usser, by Rishus HaRabim it's Mutter. What's the din of a Mavui? So the Yad Raman Ritva hold that if the Mavui is not Mefulish, if it's not open from end to end, where then it would be like a Rishus HaRabim, Ein Echanami, there would be no Heter, and it would be usher. However, the Rashba disagrees with this, and the Rashba holds that if you have three houses in a Mavui, it already has a din of Rishus HaRabim Ligabi this halacha, and there would be a heter to have a window or a door, mechuvin zeh k'neged zeh. Continues the Gemara to explain the next case of the Mishnah. Hoya katan liyasana gadol. If you're speaking about a chotzer, you're not allowed to have opposite the chotzer from one house to the other a small window which you're going to now make into a large window. So Rami Rachama lemeimer. So Rami Rachama thought that this has nothing to do with tznius. What does it have to do with? In other words, there's no difference in my protecting myself in privacy, whether I have a small window or door opposite me or a big one. That's not the issue. The problem is, according to Rami Rachama, in the Chatzar HaShutvin, will one partner be taking more land away from his other partners? And let's, in other words, let's say they dissolve the partnership. So then we learned before in Daf Yud Aleph, that every partner gets keneged his door, he gets four amas keneged his door, which means from the width of his door, as wide as his door is, he gets into the chotzer, he gets four amos. So the Gemara said before that if, for example, you have a door that's four amos wide, then you would get 4 by 4. You get 4 length into the chatzar and 4 width of your door. Let's say you have a door that's 2 amos wide. So the Gemara says you still get 4 wide. By the minimum that you can get is 4 wide and 4 in length into the chatzar. What happens if you have 8 wide? So 8 wide, you would get 4 into the chatzar by 8. By 8. So that's what's negated the Gemara here. Rami Bar Chama thought that bar dalid lo yilishavuya bar tamya. If you have a door 4, you're not allowed to make it 8. Why? Because shakal tamya b'chotzer. Because you're going to be taking, if they dissolve the partnership, how much are you going to get of the chotzer? You're going to get 4 long into the chatzar, and you're going to get 8 wide. Before, how much did you have? You only had 4 wide in the chatzar. Now you're getting 8. Oh, that's no good. Avol bar tarti. L'shavuya bar arba shapadami. But if you have a door that's too wide, and now you want to make it bigger, 4, no problem. Why? Because if the partnership dissolves, how much would you have got if it remained 2? You would have got 4 by 4. Because the minimum width that you get is always 4. So by me extending my door and making it to 4, if the partnership dissolves, I'm still going to get 4 by 4. So there's no problem. I tznius, Rami Rachama holds, the tznius is not a factor here. The whole factor is what I'm going to be taking away from my partners. Amalei Rava, Rava disagreed. Matzi Amrulei. The partners can tell him. We can hide ourselves. We're able to manage to stay out of view and have privacy by a small door. But if you have a big door, so then we don't have the same ability. And therefore, even 2, to make it 4, according to Rava, would be also. That's the machlokes from Rechama and Rava. The same type of machlokes we have in the next case in the Mishnah. Echad lo yasen ashnayim. You have 1 door or window, you want to make it 2, you're not allowed. Sava Rami Rechama lemeim. Rami Rechama again thought, it's not an issue of tznius, but again, it's a question, how much are you taking land away from your partners? Bar our boy lo yashavuya trei b'nei tarti tarti. If it's 4, you shouldn't make it into 2 doors which are 2 amas wide. Why? Because shakol tamni b'chatzer. For each door that you have in the chatzer, you get 4 in width. You had 4 wide 1 door. Now you're making 2 doors of 2. So what are you going to say? What am I doing? I still have only a door space of 4. Oh, you're doing something. You're taking karka away from us. Because for each door, you now get 4. Each 2 wide door, you get 4 amis. So you wind up with 8, whereas before you only had 4. Avol bar tamni, but if you had a door which was 8, l'shavuya b'nei arboy, shapadami. I can divide an 8 wide door to 4, because when I had 8, I would have gotten 4 into the sada by 8 wide. Now that I have 2 doors of 4, I get each door is 4 by 4. I wind up with the exact same amount. What am I doing wrong? Amrle Rava. Rava disagrees the same as before. Matzi Amrle. He could say to the person who wants to make from an 8-foot door to a 2 fours, b'chad piskam etzinitz animinach. 1 door I'm able to hide from you, but betray lemetzinitz animinach. But by 2 doors I'm not able, as Rashbam explains. I have to watch that each door is closed. 1 door might be closed, the other might be open. It's much harder. So therefore, you are infringing on my privacy. Memelitz usser. The last halach of the Mishnah is, Avo Pesach L'Rishus Rabbim Pesach L'Rishus Pesach. By Rishus Rabbim, you could have a door opposite a door. Why? D'Amar Lei, because the person who's opening the door can say to the other person on the other side of the Rishus Rabbim, Soif, Soif, Ha'boy sits in the B'nai Rishus Rabbim. You anyway have to protect yourself from the B'nai Rishus Rabbim. What am I doing wrong? If I have it mamish opposite you, and therefore in Rishus Rabbim, it's mutter. Continues the next Mishnah. Ein oisin cholol, a person is not allowed to dig a cavity, tachas rishus harabim, under a rishus harabim. What will the cavity consist of? Boiroi, shichin umairois, a pit or a ditch or a cave. And the reason is, because by doing this excavation under rishus harabim, you have animals over there with wagons, it could cause that the rishus harabim will collapse. And people will get injured. And the Rashbam speaks out, that even if the person who's doing it is mekabel achrayus, and he says that if there's any damage, I'll pay, but the B'nai Rishus HaRabim can say, we don't want to get damaged, we don't want to go to a din Torah, even if we're going to win. So therefore, he's not allowed to do that. The Nemuki Yosef speaks out that this is only directly in the Rishus HaRabim. But in the city of Rishus HaRabim where people walk, there would be no problem to make an excavation if there is a proper cover. We're not worried that the cover will collapse and people will get injured. Rabbi Lezer, Matur, Kadesh, Deagola, Mahalechas, Utuna, Avonim. Rabbi Lezer says that if you put on a cover which is strong enough to hold up an Agola, a wagon, with carrying a heavy load of stones, it is Mutter. We'll see in the Gemara why the Rabbanon disagree. Ein, Moitzi, and Zizim, Gusus, Troy, so it's just a Rabbi. A person is not allowed to make go out from his house, which is adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah. He cannot have sticking out a ledge, zizin, our small ledges, or destroys our large balconies into the Rosh Hashanah, because the B'nai Rosh Hashanah can hurt themselves and stumble on them, and it will cause damage. The Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mammon, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha of Dalet, speak out that this is only when it's under a rider on top of a camel. But if this balcony or ledge, for example, would be on top of the heads of a rider on his camel, where no damage could come about, then there would be no prohibition for him to be motzi, a ziz, or a gezuzah straw. What is the eighth for someone who wants to do it more on ground level? El imratz, or kainus l'tashlai, he can move back the wall of his house, umoitzi, then he can have the ziz, or gezuzah straw, sticking out up till the border of the rishus harabim. And the Taisyanta speaks out, we don't have to worry, he doesn't have to worry then that maybe the B'nai Rosh Hashanah will spill over into this new area that he has made in front of his house, adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. We don't have to worry about them getting damaged. However, as we'll see from the Gemara Amud Beis, that if they did spill over, then they claim that that ground becomes like part of Rosh Hashanah, or the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, that they are now allowed and able to walk, and he has no right to chase them away into what was formerly the Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Mishnah. Laka chatzur bo zizim gezustroyes. If somebody purchased a chatzur and in it were zizim gezustroyes, they were already there. Harezu b'chaskasa. As the Rashbam explains, the moicher would have to prove that they were built beheter, that he had taken in the wall of his house and he had the zizim gezustroyes stick out up to the gvul of Rosh Hashanah. And now the B'nai Rosh Hashanah spilled over, and they're coming up to his house. So he did a beheter. How he would have to bring Edom, or he'd have to be there 3 years and have a chazakah. However, they're like, hey, after Rashbam says, we have a klal of taninon that we tine for the lo keach. We tine. He doesn't have to know. He just has to assume that it was done properly. We're taninon lay. I just want to speak out that, as the Rishbam does, that the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabban that we had before, and which we're going to see soon in the Gemara, whether a cover that can support a wagon with stones on it is sufficient or not, says the Rishbam that this is a Machloikis, whether we go Basar Hashna. Rabbi Lezer says, look at now. It's a strong cover. It can support a wagon with carrying stones. Then you have nothing more to think about. However, the Rabbanan say, no, you can't just look at Hashta, you have to look the repercussions, what's going to happen in the future, and it might rot, and that's exactly what the Gemara now begins with. Rabbanan, zimnin de mafchis velavadaite. Sometimes the cover will rot, and people won't be aware of it, they won't think about it, it'll collapse, and we'll have problems, so we cannot be worried just about now, we have to be ezer chacham aroy sanoylet, we have to look into the future, and therefore we're not allowed to make an excavation in the Rosh Hashanah under where the animals take the wagons with the stones. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah, ein moitzi and zizim gezustroyes. The Gemara relates two stories, ravami havali zuzu davi nafim mevoy. Rav Ami had a ziz, a ledge that was sticking out into a mavi. In those days, they had houses that went into chatzeros, yards, and the yards then went into a common mavi, and the mavi then, from the mavi, one would enter into the Rosh Hashanah. So he had a ziz sticking out into the mavi. But who governed? It was another person. Nami also have a ziz that he mapped Rosh Hashanah. He had a ziz, but it didn't go into a mavi. It went into Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh and the Rif take out the next words in parentheses. Also, the Kamei Rav Ami, Omar Lei, so Rav Ami told him, Zil Kites, cut it down. Omar Lei, so he said, Vamar Nami Yislei, you also have a ziz sticking out. Why are you telling me? What about yourself? Bach puts in the words, Omar Lei, so he responded to Rav Ami, the Dilem of Oy Mapik. Mine goes out into a Mavi, B'nei Muvo Machlon Gabai. But their moichel, as the Rabbeinu Gershom, the last line on the Amid says, the Yechidim Ninu Matzimachli. They are individuals, they can be moichel. But the doch, yours is that sticking out. Rishus Rabim mapik. It's going out into Rishus Rabim. Man machel gabach. The bnei Rishus Rabim, they're not here to be michael. How can we round up all the bnei Rishus Rabim? And therefore, for you, it's usher, and you have to cut it down. A second story. Rabbi Yani Avilei Elon Hanoi Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Yani had a tree that was sticking out into Rishus Rabim. Hava who governor was a person. Havali Nami Elon Hanoi Rishus Rabim. He also had a tree sticking out in Rishus Rabim. Also, bnei Rishus Rabim, the people of Rishus Rabim came. Havikama akve ilave. They stopped him from having his tree there. They said, "We don't want to let you have the tree," as the Rabbeinu Gershom, the last one on the Amud here, says. Bnei Rishus Rabim shenayf of mazikin legamol v'reichvay. The branches of the tree were affecting the ridership of a person riding on a camel. Also, came to Rav Yana. He came in front of Rav Yana. He had a din Torah with the bnei Rishus Rabim who didn't want him to have his tree there. Amalei, so Rav Yana said to him, as we turn to Amud Bey, Zilo Idna, leave now, Vitala Macher, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you what to do. Belalia that night, Shudder, he sent someone, this is Rav Yana, sent someone, Katsiel Hudidei, this person chopped down the tree, the branches of the tree that were Rav Yana's, which were also sticking into the Rosh Hashanah. L'macher, the next day, Asla Kameh, this person came in front of Rav Yanai. Amar Lei, Rav Yanai told him, Zil Kites, cut down your branches. Amar Lei, he said to Rav Yanai, Homar Nami Yisle, but you also have branches that stick out into the Rosh Hashanah. Amar Lei, Rav Yanai said to him, Zil Chazi, go look. E Kites to thee, if mine is cut down, Kites to duck, then you cut yours as well. E Loi Kites to thee, if mine is not cut down, then Loi Tikites, then you don't have to cut yours as well. The Gemara wants to know me, Kor, my sover, or Lusayf, my sover. Rabbi Yanai originally didn't mind that his branch was sticking out into Rishus Rabim. So, and at the end, he decided to cut it off. Was it right? Was it wrong? What did he hold in the beginning? What did he hold at the end? The Gemara answers me, Kor, sover, in the beginning, he thought, Nichalu l'bnei Rishus Rabim, diyasu v'betule. He thought they would be happy that I have branches sticking out in Rishus Rabim. They'd be able to sit under the shade. But kivin the chazal kamakvi, once he saw with the other person that it bothered them because it was interfering with the ridership on top of the camels, as the Rishbam speaks out, the only reason they didn't protest Rabbi Yanai, because he was Rabbi Yanai. He was the Rav. They had respect for the Rav. They wouldn't, out his covet, they didn't protest. So Shadr Tatsia, then he went, he sent someone to cut it down. Asked the Gemara, why did he do it first? Vilei Malay, why didn't he tell the other person? Zil kites the dog, first you cut yours down. Vahadir akits the dee, and then I'll cut mine down. The Gemara answers, Mishim the Rish Lakish, because of what Rish Lakish said. The Omar, his kaishu v'kaishu. Adorn yourself, as the Gemara explains it. Kishoit atzmachav achak shoit acherim. The Pashup shot is, first adorn yourself, clean yourself off, give yourself musr, and then give other people mustard. The word is kosher, the Rashbam explains from the word kash, straw. Take the straw out of your own hair, your own beard. Clean yourself up. Or the word kshay can also come from kushta, truth. Make yourself truthful. Rectify yourself, and then you can give mustard and rectify others. That's why if he saw that he was doing an avla of interfering with the ridership in the Rosh Hashanah of the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, first he had to take care of it himself. It's only next day, when after he had done it on himself, that Rabbi Yanai told this person that he should do it on his branches as well. Continues the Gemara, Avol imrotza, kindness of Tar Shaloi umoitzi. If the person who has disease and was destroyed, sticking out into his rabb wants, he can backtrack his wall of his house, and then he could stick out the disease and was destroyed up to the gvul of the Rosh Hashanah. Iboilu the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. What's the din if he put his house back, his wall back, but he didn't go ahead and put out the gizmos of destroys? Mao Shiachsev Yoitzi. Does he still have that right to put out the zizm and the destroys? The Rashbam explains. Do we say that since he didn't act on it right away, that he was being mevater, he gave up his right to the Bnei Yeshiva Sarab? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Konas Maitzi. If he put his wall of his house back, he has a right to put out the zizm and the destroys. Rish Lakish Shomer, so Rabbi Yochanan is Mekel, Rish Lakish is Machmer. Konas Eina Maitzi. If he didn't do it right away, he's not allowed, he loses that right. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yimer Bat Achlifa, Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yimer Bat Achlifa, Azbrelach, I will explain to you what the Machlokes is. Lo Haitzi, does he have a right now, even though he didn't do it right away, to have the zizim and the gezustroys sticking out. So the halacha is, yes, everybody will, kuli amalei pligi might see, everybody who hold that he could, keep pligi wins about halachas, lahachzik shamu l'makayman. Once he brought the wall in, does he have a right to bring it back to the boundary of the original boundary of the Rishus Rab? Ve'ifcha itmor. And we learned the opposite, meaning, as the Rashbam explains, not like we learned before, Rabbi Yochanan is mekel and Rish Lakish is machmer, but other rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan is machmer, and Rabbi Shlakish is Mekel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eina Machzer. Once he brought back his wall, he cannot bring it into its original Gvul next to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shlakish Amar Machzer. Rabbi Shlakish says, yes, he can. Why do I, the Rashbam explains, why do I have Rabbi Yochanan as being the Machmer here? Because Rabbi Yochanan is going to come out like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara now states. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eina Machzer, Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzar Shehech Zikaboy, Rabbi Masal Kalkaloi, a path which was on a boundary, and the Rabbim with permission, as Tosfos before, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Amaskel, Meitzer Shech Zikah by Rabbim states that this is only if the Rabbim had permission. But if they didn't have permission, then Avada the owner is allowed to fight and stop the Rabbim from taking over this path. But if originally they had permission, and then the owner wants to rescind the permission that he gave, and he wants to ruin that path that people shouldn't be able to walk on it anymore, he's not allowed to. So that's why we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, explains the Rishbam, and Rabbi Yochanan connected to Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why we want to make Rabbi Yochanan here to Machmer, so he will come out like Rav Yehuda. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, once you made your wall come back, and you left an empty space in front of your wall next to Rishus Rab, and the B'nai Rosh Hashanah spilled over into that empty spot, once they have acquired it, you abdicated your right for them to walk. So Memela, you have no right anymore. It's the same as Meitzer Shech Zikah by Rabim, with permission. So you have no right to take that away from them. However, Rish Lakish says, no, there's a difference. In this case, by bringing back your wall, you have a right to build up your wall next to the Rosh Hashanah Machzer. Why? What's the chilek between this and Meitzar? Hani Mili, when do I say that you don't have a right to Hecha Deleka Ravka, where there's no place for the people to go, and they've been always walking down this path, you have no right to destroy that path. But Hacha, in the case of a house next to Rosh Hashanah, Hecha Ravka, even if I'll bring back the walls of my house back to the original border line next to Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole city Rosh Hashanah for them to walk on. So the Mela there, Rosh Lakish holds its mutter. However, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that it's usher. It does have the halacha of Meitzer Shezika by Rabim, and therefore it is usher. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Loka chotzer ubo zizim uzustroys harei b'cheskasa. If he bought it, tanin in loikeach, and you don't have to worry to prove that it was done beheter. The moicher would have to prove it, but to you, Bezdin Tain is for you, that it was probably done beheter, and you're allowed to leave your zizn and destroys as you purchase them. Amar Rav Huna, Nafla. What happened if the zizn and destroys fell down? Chayzer Ubaynoisa, he says, you are allowed to rebuild it as you purchased it, sticking out the way it was sticking out when you purchased it. Meisrei, so they asked the Kach from Abraisa, Ein Mesaidin in Bismanazah after the Churban by Yesheni, we do not plaster. And as we'll see later in the Gemara, the minig is only one amma by one amma remains unplastered in a house. A zecher to the Churban. The Ein Mekairin, we don't put ornaments on the walls. The Ein Mefaichin, we don't paint. Bisman Hazah. And the Ben Yoyar and the Chassam Sofer point out that the reason they did these gzeiros in Bayis Sheni and not in Bayis Rishon is because Bayis Rishon, they were told that after 70 years, they're going to come back and the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, as happened. However, that was Alpi Nevuah, they were told that. Bayis Sheni, there was no Nevuah, when the Gula would come, and it's already thousands of years, there's no Gula. It's much more Chomer. And Memela, therefore, they were Makabal extra Gzeiros upon themselves, not to plaster, and not to paint, not to put ornaments on the walls of the house. What happens if Laka Chotzer Mesuyedes Mechuveres Mefayeches? If he bought a house that had all these things on the walls, Harezu B'cheskasa. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Tosfos in the top Tosfos Divrei Maskil Nafla Eino Chozer B'Einoisa. He learns that the Gemara in the Havamina changes its understanding from the Maskan. In the Havamina, the Gemara thought that the reason why if you bought a painted or plastered house, its mutter is because you don't know when it was plastered and painted. It could have been done before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was done by Heter. So as long as it's standing, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to take off the paint or the plaster. However, once it falls down, and you're not sure when, if it was done by Heter or by Isser, now you have to be Machmer. So if so, the Gemara says, it should be the same over here, because the Gemara continues to say, Nafla einachayzer b'noisa. What's the din by painting and ornaments? If it fell down, you cannot rebuild it and repaint and replaster. So we see, by that case over there, concerning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we see that once it's down, then you lose your right to assume that it was done by Heter. So if so, Gemara is asking the same halacha should apply here. You bought a field which had a house that had zizim zisra sticking out into Rosh Hashanah. So while it's up, we will say that it was done by Heter, that he moved his wall back and he had a Heter to have the zizim zisra sticking out to the gvul of Rosh Hashanah. Fine. But now, once it fell down, why did you, Rav Huna, say, Chayzeru b'aynai? So why doesn't it have the same halacha as Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we say, Einai Chayzeru b'aynai? So we should say to Misafik, now that it fell down, we're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. We'll think that it was done by Isser. And therefore, you should not have a right to have it stick out again, the zizim was destroyed. Answers the Gemara, no. Your Havamina was wrong. It's not that once it falls down, now we're machmer misafik, because we don't know when it was painted prior to the Churban or after the Churban. That's not the point. The point is, even if it was done by Heter before the Churban, but now there was an Isser that now after the Churban, whether you're building a new house or you're rebuilding an existing house that once had a Heter, but now it's Usser. That's what the Gemara answers. Isura shiny. This is an Isser which is effective right now. Mashiach came in the case of Zizing destroys the same chazokah that you had, that Taninu Lekeach, when it was built up. So now that it was destroyed, you still have that same chazakah that it was probably done by Heter, and that he moved his wall back, so you can rebuild the wall, and you can rebuild as if it was destroyed, because you Viter have a chazakah. Isura is shari. The Isser of Churban Beis HaMikdash is different, because now there's a new Isser on anything that fell down, that it should not be repainted. Tana Rabbanan, we're going to get into the union of being Misabel on Yerushalayim. If he mixed in sand or straw, it's mutter, as Rashbam explains, because that darkens the whiteness of the plaster. Rabbi Yehuda says, he disagrees, and he says, if he mixed in plaster, that's a stronger plaster. So that compensates for the darkness. It's not as white, but it's stronger, and therefore it's usher. But Tevin mutter, Tevin is dark, Tevin is not strong, so that in the Chanami is mutter. And we paskin like the Tanakama, that the Choyl and Tevin is mutter. Based on this, the Orach HaShulchan in Arachayim tells us that this would be a Heter. He wants to know why is it in fact in Simon Tuf Kuf Samach. He says, why do most people not have what we're going to learn soon, an Amo al Amo, facing the doorway that should be a Zeich L'Churban, unplastered, unpainted? The answer is because since most of our plaster uses sand and Tevin, and therefore it's dark, and therefore it's not the real plaster that the Chazal assert, Memela, therefore there's no Isser in using our plaster, which is not the real white plaster. And that's why there's no Isser, that's why he says many people don't do it. However, of course, it's praiseworthy if a person can still leave over an amalama that one should do that. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we have learned, Kishacharev Habayis Bishniya, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim Yisrael, there were many people who began to abstain because of Zeichel Churban. That was their Avelis. Shalai Lachal Basra, they didn't eat meat, Shalai Lishlis Yain, they didn't drink wine. Nitbal and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua engaged them in a conversation He wanted to change their erroneous ways of Avelis, because we do not stop eating meat or drinking wine, Lachar Churban. Amalan. So he said to them, Bonim, my children, why don't you eat meat or drink wine anymore? Amalai. They said to him, Neichel Bas, we should eat meat, Shemimenim Akrivim, Agavim Mizbeach, that they used to bring meat, Korbanis, on the Mizbeach, and now there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Korbanis, we should eat meat. Va'achshav batal, the Beis Hamikdash is batal, we should eat meat. Nishta Yayin, we should drink wine. Shemanasna Agavim Mizbeach, Va'achshav batal, they used to pour the wine on, Nisach HaYayin, on the top of the Mizbeach. Now there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Mizbeach, and we should continue drinking wine if there's no Mizbeach that has wine anymore. Amar lahem, he said to them, Imkein lechem le'neichel, don't eat bread. Shekvar batal menachas, there's no more menachas, which was made out of flour. So they said, ah, as the Rashbam explains, great idea. Efter beperis, so we could talk, eat fruit, we will stop eating bread. So he said to them, peris loy noichel, don't eat any more fruit, shekvar batal bikurim, because there's no more bikurim. So they answered him, efter beperis acherim, okay, those are from the Zion Minim, as the Rashbam explained, so we won't eat those, but we'll eat the other fruits. But then he checkmated them, mayim loy nishta, Shekvar batal nischamayim. Don't drink water anymore because there's no more pouring of water on the mizbech, and a person can't exist without water. Shasku, they kept quiet. He won the argument. Amar Len, he said to them, Bonim, my children, come and I will tell you how to properly be misabel. Shaloy lisabel kol ikir yafshir shekvar nigzer gezeira. It's not possible to totally not be misabel on the churban because there's already a gzeira, as the Rashbam brings down, because the pasuk says, Imloy al, the pasuk says that sisu itam asayis kol misablu maleh. We're mechuyev to be misablu on Yerushalayim. Ulisablu yosh we die yesterday, but we can't do too much. We can't stop eating meat and drinking wine. Why? She'ein goyzer gzera. Let's see, Rambam can rove tzibur yichom lamidbo. We're not goyzer gzera on a tzibur unless most of the tzibur is able to stand with that gzera, the siv. Because the pasuk says in Malachi, "B'me'era atem da'arim," you gave a curse on yourself that anybody who doesn't give terms of ma'isris will get a curse. "V'oisi atem kaivim," but you're still stealing from me. Hagoy kuloi, as the Rashbam explains, that Hashem says, even with the curse, you were not giving me the terms of ma'iser. "V'amarte b'mek vanucha," you said to me, "What are we stealing?" And I answered, "Ha'ma'iser v'atruma." And then I said, "Hagoy kuloi," Hashem says, "You know who made the curse? The goy kuloi." And the Rashbam says, ruboy kikuloi. In other words, you were so confident you'd be able to keep this gzeira that you're going to give terms of ma'aseh, and anybody who doesn't give terms of ma'aseh will be cursed, that the whole nation accepted it. And roiv is kikoil. So therefore, we learn from that pasuk that we're only goyzer gzeira if roiv can accept it. Ela kach amru chachamim. This is what the chacham said. This is the end of the words of Rabbi Yeshua. This is how to be misabel properly. A person is allowed to plaster his house with plaster, but he leaves over a certain little amount that is not plastered. How much? One amma by an amma. Amr Rav Chisda, Kenegad HaPesach. When you come in, opposite the door, where a person will see it when he enters, that's where you leave the amma al amma, not plastered. Oysa Adam called Tzarchi Suda. He does all the preparations for the Suda, all the dishes. One thing he doesn't make, which he usually would make, Ma'i Omra Papa, Kisa the Harsana. That's a certain kind of fish dish, which was fried in oil and in flour. Oysa Isha Kotach Shitao, she does all her cosmetic things. Umishayer is Dovermud. One thing she doesn't do, Zechel Korban. Ma'i, what is it? Omra Rav, Bastada. She doesn't take a substance which will remove the hairs, as Rashi says, the word tenpole, on her temple. That was Zechel Churban. Shenemar, all these things were not done. Why? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Im eshkach chech Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini, tidbak l'shayin l'chiki, my tongue should stick to its palate. If I will not, im le'alis Yerushalayim, al roishim chasi. My al roishim chasi. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yitzchak, zeh efer mikla. This is the ashes which come from a stove, from a furnace, Shabarosh Chassanim, it's placed on the heads of the Chassanim. Amle Rapapa Labaya, Hechim on Nechlo, where do you put it? B'makam Tfilin. Shenemar, Losum, Lave Leitzian. The Navi Yishai says that Losid Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, to the Ave Leitzian, Losis Lem Pe'er, Tachas Efer. Instead of Efer, ashes, they will give Pe'er. And tefillin are known as an ornament, pe'er chavish alecha, Hashem told to Yecheskel. So that's why the pe'er of tefillin will be put in the place of the eifer. And then the pasuk continues, the chol ha-mis'abil al Yerushalayim zoich ha-varaya b'simchasa. Whoever will be mis'abil al Yerushalayim will be zoich to see in the simcha of Yerushalayim, the Nemuk Yosef's gear says, b'nechamasa, in the nechama of Yerushalayim. Shenema, because the pasuk says, simcha es Yerushalayim, the gilu ba kol ha-yavel, sisu itam asayis kol mis'abil al-leh. That's the pasuk that Rashi brought down in Divra Amasla Shekvar Nigzra Gzera. That a person has to be Misabel Yerushalayim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the question, why does this pasuk say, Zoicha V'roya? We learned from the pasuk that Sisu Ita Masois Kol HaMisabelim Aleha. So from there we learned that if you're Misabel, you'll be Sisu Ita Masois. But why does it say, Zoicha V'roya is a present tense? It should say, Yizke V'yira in a future tense. He will see the Nechama. He will see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. And on this, Rav Chaim Volozhiner answers, and I have this in my Sefer, Oira Oiras, Amud Ein Beis, also in this Sefer, Morning Over Churban, in the English, in the back, there's a Kuntras on Ninus Vavelish al Churban, which time does not permit to go through the whole thing. But basically, Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us that the Yaakov Avinu could not stop being misabel on his son Yosef because the gzeira of forgetting someone is only when a person is actually dead. But when a person is alive, then a person never gets full nechama. So says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, how come we're mourning on Yerushalayim 2,000 years after it took place? There are many of our brethren, unfortunately, who no longer mourn Yerushalayim because it is a historical footnote, the historical date when Jerusalem and the Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. But to us, it's alive, and therefore we can never totally be misabel. What Yerushalayim represents is alive. Yashu Ber Soloveitchik itself tells us that misabel is thinking. Aninus is emotional. That's why an onen is usher to do mitzvahs, because he's not thinking. At the time of the p'tira of a relative, he's not thinking. So he's usher to do mitzvahs. An avel is thinking. So kol misabel, if a person thinks, and that leads him to tshuva, and he wants to rectify that which Yerushalayim represents. Yerushalayim is ki'ir shechurbro lo yachtov. It represents the total unity of Klal Yisrael. That unity has been smashed by the Gemara and Yuma Daf Tesama Beis that it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So if you're Misabel on Yerushalayim, if Yerushalayim is still alive for you, because what Yerushalayim represents, the Achdus of Yerushalayim, Ke'ir Shechur B'Lo Yachtov, is still alive and kicking for you, so it's not dead. If it's not dead, therefore you could still mourn over it. The fact that you're still mourning over it, that's Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. Not Yizke V'Yira, not you will see, but you see it right now. You see right now by improving an Avas Chinam in Klal Yisrael, so right now you already see the concepts that Yerushalayim represent. Yes, the stones and wood and gold and silver of the base of Yerushalayim are destroyed. You won't get a full Nechama until Hashem Yenachamenu Amen, the Lashon of the Gemara in Makkos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. But they said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu, you have to continuously be Menachemas, but you will. It's not like a regular case of an Avelis of a Yochid, Aninus Avelis, and he gets a full Nechama. But rather, it's as the Targum says, on Niyavitaniya, the Targum says, Avelusa Vaninusa. There's an Avelis followed by Aninus. There's a circle, it comes back. It never ends. It's a revolving circle. Why? Because on the one hand, I'm misabel on Yerushalayim. On the other hand, I'm in joy that I'm still being misabel. That fact is still allowing me to never end my avelus on Yerushalayim. That itself is my greatest nechama, that Yerushalayim still lives for me. So this is Bekitzur Nimritz, is a long kuntras on this. Again, Sefer Oira Oiris, or in the English version, Morning Over Churban, which also has the Kuntras on Ninus Vavelis in the Hebrew section as well, Ayin Shum. Anyone interested in, about this forum, you could write me at grossman@ou.org. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Elisha, Miyam Shkar Beis HaMikdash, Dinhu, Shenigzer Al-Atzmeni Shalach, Ubas Malishas Yayin. Really, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we should make Gzer on ourselves not to eat meat or drink wine. Ella, and Goyzim Gzer Al-Tzibra Al-Kain, Roiv Tzibra Yucham Laman Bo, as we learned before. Umiyam Shapash to Mafsa Vashar, that should Gzer Al-Av Gzeris Rois, the Kashais, Umavatas of Menotairu Mitzvahs. Since the Roman Empire made Gzeris on us and stopped us from Torah and Mitzvahs, V'ain, Manechas son of the Khan to Shua Ben. We can't go into a Shua Ben, which the Rashbam says is a bris meal, which is at the end of a week. Or Va'amri La, some say Yeshua Ben. They killed anyone who entered into a bris meal, or attended a bris meal, or who went to Yeshua Ben. Rashi in Bava Kamadav Pei says it's Pidyon Ben. The word Yeshua is translated Aramaic Purkan, which is Pidyon, redemption. The Rabbeinu Tam over there in Bava Kama says that it means whenever a child was born, Himlita Zachar was saved from its mother, that it wasn't killed before it came into this world. They used to make a Suda at a birth. That's what Yeshua Saben means. But the Goyim didn't allow us to go in. They didn't allow us to make bris mila. Dinu really should nigzal atzmenu shal elisa isha lahayla bottom. We really should have, instead of the goyim killing us for trying to do mitzvahs, we should have not married. We shouldn't have had children. And then the Rashbam says, in a good way, we would have solved the problem. There wouldn't be any Jewish people, and but it wouldn't come out of Chil Hashem that we are not performing mitzvahs. V'nimtza zarish l'avram avinu kolam me'elav. The Jewish people would have ended. That's what really we should have done. Ella hanach lam liYisrael, leave the Jewish people. If we would tell them that they can't get married, they wouldn't listen. And Tysus, the last Tysus in the parak, says that if you don't know if a person will listen or not, you have to give him haichacha. But if you know for sure he won't listen, then you're not allowed to give him haichacha. Why? Because motiv sheyu shaygin v'yum ezidin. It's better that people should not do something which you're supposed to do as a shaygeg, rather than knowing the halach and still not doing it. If we would tell them you cannot get married, they would never listen to us. But really, we should tell them not to get married, but if they're not going to listen to us, we can't give them a chacha. And we'll just end with a fascinating Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezra, Simon Aleph, Siv Katan Vav, on the Ramah there that says, Bezdin does not force a person b'zman hazeh to do the mitzvah puruvu because of this Gemara. Because really, there should be exeret that we should stop marriage. Just that people are not going to listen to us, and it applies mutav shiyu shagin v'yu mezidin. But since there is bets in this exeret, therefore we don't force a person to get married, and therefore if a person is living 10 years with a woman and he didn't have a child, where in the times of the Gemara, we were kaifa him to be Megarish's wife so that he could be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, today we don't do that because there's really should be a gzeirah that we shouldn't get married, so that's why we don't force people to get married. Hadron Allah Cheskes Abatim, for all those who have finished this long and intricate perek, Hadron Allah Cheskes Abatim, Hadron Allah Cheskes Abatim.